The hearts of Michael and Tiffany Dyke melted into one eternal beat on November 6, 2021, sharing a love story rarely told. An unforeseen dream wedding took place at Michael's residence, Ball Hospice House, Hospice of the Eastern Upper Peninsula, EUP. "The girls who work here took right over," Michael said. "The wedding table was all set up. They did all the decorating and prepared the food. When the ceremony and supper ended, the girls said, 'Go outside and socialize, your ride is here.' I looked out and the whole street, from one end to the other, was filled with tow trucks and police cars," Michael said. "So, we jumped in. We rode around town, waving at people on the side of the street. Some had congratulations signs made up. The newlyweds are not originally from Sault Ste. Marie, and were shocked by the love and support their joyous union inspired. It was pretty heartwarming that the town was there," Michael said. The pair met for the first time in August of 2019, after mutual friends introduced them through Facebook. Chats often included humor, along with all the things they had in common. The distance between them had no bearing. "Tiffany drove all the way up here to meet me from Colorado," Michael said. "I was scared," Tiffany admitted. "I drove across the country to meet someone I had never met. He showed me Grand Rapids and how beautiful it was. I fell in love with Michigan." The two got to know each other better, while sharing Mexican food at Donkey Taqueria downtown. Approximately 6 months later, Michael knew he wanted to spend the rest of his life with Tiffany. The couple enjoyed a few blissful months, torn straight out of a classic love novel. "We knew right away," Tiffany said. "A memory that stands was when he went back to Colorado with me. It was the joy I saw on his face when he first saw the Rocky Mountains. We were always laughing and joking. There was never a dull moment." Michael and Tiffany instantly knew they were meant to be together, nothing could tear them apart. "She moved from Colorado to Michigan," Michael said. "That's pretty spectacular. First, she put her resume online and filled out applications. Then, she got a call from a company up here and they asked her to interview. She drove all the way up for the interview and accepted the position. We went back to Colorado, packed the gear and headed up here. Everything lined up. All we had to do was pull in the driveway and unpack. But Michael landed in the hospital, followed by words neither were ready to hear. They told me I had 2 months to 2 years tops," Michael said. "January 5th. We'll mark Michael's 43rd birthday, but he has been living at the hospice since October. I have some abdominal issues that were addressed while in the hospital," Michael explained. "I was in and out of liver failure. Tiffany chose to stay by his side, through sickness and in health, till earthly departure. Being told that someone you extremely care about has months to live is absolutely terrifying," Tiffany said. That's when Michael made a bold move and called Tiffany from his room at War Memorial Hospital. He popped the question, "It's stupid to ask, and I know I'm just a corpse, but I want to spend what little time I have with you. How do you feel about marrying a corpse?" She said, "Yes." Since united in marriage, Mrs. Dyke spends her days visiting Mr. Dyke in hospice and managing the house. From time to time, he goes home to be with his wife. When stressed and worried, Tiffany is reminded of Michael's great inner strength. "He's not afraid of anything," Tiffany said of her husband. "He's not afraid." For Michael, present life is quiet and peaceful. Hospice of the EUP Executive Director Tracy Holt was thankful that the house, volunteers and staff were able to make the couple's dream wedding a reality. "Today is Christmas and Holt is overjoyed that those living in the Ball Hospice Sanctuary will share this holiday with loved ones. With the help of St. Isaac Hoge's Catholic Church and Knights of Columbus, 649, a warm dinner will be served at 3 p.m. on Christmas Day. The house's 5 patients will be joined by 15 family members and nursing staff. Mr. and Mrs. Dyke will be among those in attendance of the Christmas celebration. Michael has been with us for a little bit and he is really just very appreciative," Tracy said. Max Anderson has been a friend to many and supporter of the hospice center for nearly 30 years. Former hospice residents include her mother, who passed away in October of 2020, and uncle, who passed in January of 2021. "Hospice reached out and said, 'We've got a couple who wants to get married,'" Anderson explained. "We just started making phone calls and everybody said they'd volunteer. Once United Presbyterian Church commissioned ruling elder Brenda Ransom volunteered, Michael and Tiffany realized their dream of getting married could truly happen. We all just got on their dream with them, Anderson said. Tiffany was escorted down a makeshift aisle in the hospice house by her 20-year-old daughter, while Michael's son served as best men. The pair exchanged traditional vows in front of a stone fireplace, friends and family. Many people have the idea that you go to a hospice house to sit around and watch someone die, Anderson said. That is not the case. In a hospice of the EUP year-end appeal letter, entitled, Let's Make 2022 the Happiest New Year, Anderson wrote, Love always wins. Live your life while you are living, and toast to the memories that you have experienced. While grief may seem everlasting, it is many times the regret of what we did not experience together.